Boston High, boys. Show them how we stand. Never shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Hi, Eddie. What you doing looking in Pearson's store window? Golly, every time I come home from school, I see you studying something in that window.
I'm looking at that pedometer Mr. Pearson's got for sale. Gee, isn't it a honey?
Yeah, it's pretty swell, all right. And pretty expensive, too.
I know it is, but golly, think of the fun you could have owning a real pedometer like that. Just fasten it to your belt and it counts off the miles you travel, every place you walk to. I'm going to buy it when I save up enough.
Listen, Eddie, have you got a dime?
Sure, lots more than that.
Well, you just put your dough away. All except that one thin dime. I can show you how to get a swell pedometer for only a dime and the top from a package of Wheaties. Look here.
Say, where'd you get that?
That's a Jack Armstrong pedometer I just got in the mail this morning. Haven't you heard the news? They're offering this special pedometer on the Jack Armstrong radio show. It's been tested over a measured mile, and they say it's just as accurate as the expensive pedometers like the one in the show window.
Hey, that sounds like a deal. Let's see that pedometer of yours a minute.
See? It's made of metal all the way through. The case is nickel-plated, too. And that clip on the back, that's how you fasten the pedometer to your belt when you're walking.
Say, this Jack Armstrong pedometer is just what I've been looking for. Golly, it looks like $1,000,000. If it works as good as you say it does, I'm going to forget about that high-priced one and get one of these right away.
Sure, you can do that easy. But you better hurry, though. When the rest of the gang hears about these Jack Armstrong pedometers, I'll bet everybody will send for one. And the first thing you know, they'll be all gone.
You got to send for one, huh? How do you do that?
Listen.
You can get yourself one of these precision-made automatic pedometers by sending only 10 cents and the top from the package of Wheaties to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Have you got that? Put one Wheaties box top in a stamped envelope with a dime, 10 cents in cash, and your own name and address. Mail it to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we'll see that you get your pedometer in a hurry. Remember, this big, exciting offer is strictly limited. Unless you hurry and send right away, you may be left out. So ask for Wheaties and put your order in the mail today. And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
While Billy and Betty wait in a tunnel that leads from a secret entrance to the cave of the smuggled rifles, Jack and Uncle Jim have managed to reach Lieutenant Rawlings, who is a tightly bound prisoner in the cave. The wild tribesmen who are guarding him are gathered around the entrance to the cave, and in the dim light, Jack and Uncle Jim were able to talk to Lieutenant Rawlings. However, two of the tribesmen suddenly became suspicious and are coming towards them. Listen.
Hurry, for heaven's sake. You mustn't let those two men see you.
We'll come back, Rawlings, as soon as they leave you. Come on, Jack. Keep close to the ground as we crawl back.
I'm practically flat on the ground now, Uncle Jim. I don't believe they can see us.
We don't have to go back very far, Jack. There's a hump in the floor of the cave right behind us. We can hide behind that.
Oh, what luck, it's so dark here. I'm glad that Lieutenant Rawlings isn't tied up near the front of the cave.
Here, Jack, come over this way a little. There's that hump I spoke of. We can hide right behind it. They'll never spot us.
They'll find us if they start looking for us. But I don't believe they suspect that we're here.
Over this way a little more, Jack. There. Now get as flat as you can. That's the idea. We'll stay here and see what they're going to do to Lieutenant Rawlings.
They'd better not try to do anything to him.
We've got to keep our heads, Jack, no matter what happens. We won't help Rawlings by doing anything rash.
They're standing over Lieutenant Rawlings now. Say, they look like mean hombres even in this dim light.
What you do, huh?
Listen to
what do you think I'm doing? Why don't you untie me and let me show you what I can do?
Ah, you talk big. You talk too big. Soon we show you. We show you what we do. How you like that, huh?
How do you like it when the soldiers come to get you? You'll sing a different tune then. You and your whole tribe.
Ah, you talk big. Soldiers never come here. No white man never find this place.
I found it, didn't I?
Yeah, you found cave. Now you tied up. Soon too bad for you.
You'll never tell where Cave is. How you like that, huh?
He kicked him, Uncle Jimmy. Kicked Rawlings. Fire, Jack.
Don't lose your head. We can't help Rawlings if they discovered us.
All right, Uncle Jim, but that did something to me. There, he's going back now. And that other tribesman's going back with him. We'll soon be able to talk to Lieutenant Rawlings again.
We'll have to be more careful this time. If they get suspicious again, they'll start looking around.
I hope Betty and Billy don't get careless. They're not very far from us.
They're still at the little tunnel, Jack. They'll be all right if Carang and his men don't come in that tunnel.
Manuel, warn us if Carang and his men come in that way. Unless Yates sees through his disguise.
We can get back to Rawlings now, Jack. Those two tribesmen are going to the front of the cave with the rest of the tribe. Come on, but be careful. Stick close to the ground.
I will, Uncle Jim.
Move over toward me a little. We'll crawl right up behind Rawlings. That way he'll help hide us.
Oh, that's a good idea, Uncle Jim. There. They'll never be able to see us now.
Don't try to move, Rawlings. They're coming up right behind you.
Still, and here we are. You got it. And where are Betty and Billy? Billy and Betty aren't far away, Lieutenant Rawlings. They're in a tunnel that comes in from a back entrance to the cave.
A back entrance?
I didn't know there was one. Who told you about it? That old Moro peddler. He's really a Moro chieftain in disguise and an old friend of ours. He came up in this country for the same reason that you did, to get information about these rebellious tribes.
He can't be Malua. That's just who he is.
So, you know him. I've never seen him in my life. He's almost a mythical character. But I've heard of him. Whenever a tribe goes on a rampage and murders and robs the other tribes...
Oh, but Malua doesn't have anything to do with that sort of thing.
Oh, of course not. But when a rampaging tribe suddenly settles down and behaves itself, we always hear that Malua is the man who restored order. But I'm talking too much. We're wasting valuable time. If you can untie me, we'll slip out through that tunnel.
We'll untie you, Rawlings, but we can't slip out through that tunnel. Not now, at any rate.
Why not? What's to prevent it? Carang and his tribe followed us here.
Carang?
Why, he's the man they're waiting for before they dispose of me. That villainous white trader named Yates went to get him.
Yates got Carang and his whole tribe. They followed us to the secret entrance of the cave.
Then why didn't they come in?
Malua disguised himself as one of these tribesmen and pretended he was the sentry. He told Carang that we didn't come in, so the natives are hunting for us outside.
But he won't be able to fool Carang for long. Right now, all of Carang's men are milling around outside that tunnel. So you see why we can't escape that way.
Then we are lost. Billy and Betty are lost, too. Guy, you shouldn't have risked coming here to save me.
Perhaps it isn't quite as bad as that, Rawlings. I sent a message to your regiment telling Colonel Brewster where you were and what had happened to you. They should be on the way here now to rescue us.
But they'll never find this place, Captain Fairfield. There's not a white man in the country who knows where this cave is except Yates and us.
Bring me the map, Rawlings. I made a map of this country and showed where the cave is.
Map? How on earth could you make a map without instruments? Remember that pedometer you gave me, Lieutenant Rawlings?
Uh-huh.
Well, we used that. We made the map with the pedometer and a compass.
You mean you used the pedometer to record your distance and the compass to keep that track of direction?
That's how we did it, Rawlings. While it may not be a perfect map, it'll give them the general location of the cave.
But I'm afraid even that won't do. This cave is so deucedly cleverly hidden that the soldiers may hunt around here for days without finding it.
Let's untie him, Uncle Jim, and take him back in the tunnel with us.
You'd better cut him loose, Jack. He's tied up with raw hemp, and no man yet ever untied a knot in raw hemp.
Here, I've got my knife. Now, get your wrist first, Lieutenant Rawlings.
Yeah.
Hold still now. I won't cut you. Hey, this hemp must be cutting your wrists in two.
Yeah, they tied me up pretty tight.
There, I've got it. Now, take a slice of that knot on my ankles. Just a minute, it's hard to see. There, I've got it. Hold steady now. There, Lieutenant Rawlings. You're all free.
It's hard to believe.
Oh, I'd like to get up and stretch.
Don't do it now, Rawlings. Some of those tribesmen are looking this way.
Yeah, I see them. But I don't think they'll come here yet. They're all waiting for Carang to arrive.
Hadn't we better slip back to the tunnel now, Uncle Jim? There's that niche in the side wall we can all hide in for a while if we have to. If the tribesmen don't know about that place, and if they haven't got a light, we may be able to hide there for quite a while.
That's a good idea, Jack. Wait until those tribesmen stop looking this way. There. It's safe to move back now.
Wait a minute, Uncle Jim. There's somebody coming this way from the tunnel.
I see him, Jack.
But who can it be?
I think it's Billy, but I don't see Betty with him. Something must have happened.
It is Billy. Here we are, Billy, over this way.
Where, Uncle Jim? Where are you?
Just keep coming straight ahead, Billy.
Oh, I see you. You're all flat on the ground.
You'd better get flat, too, Billy. What's the trouble?
Someone is coming through the tunnel, Uncle Jim.
Someone's coming through the tunnel, Billy. Or perhaps it's Manuel.
It's not just one person, Uncle Jim. It sounds like a lot of men. I think it must be Carang and his tribe.
But Manuel would warn us, Billy. He wouldn't let himself be taken by surprise.
Well, he hasn't warned us, Jack. And I know that there are a lot of men coming in through that tunnel. They're not even trying to be quiet. They're making lots of noise.
Then it must be Carang and his men. Billy, what did you do with Betty?
I made her hide in that niche that we discovered, Uncle Jim. I told her to stay there and not to come out in the tunnel.
Good. We'd all better get there before Karang and his men arrive. Come on.
I don't think we have time to get there, Uncle Jim. They're almost here. Listen. I bet you can hear them now. They do sound awfully close, Uncle Jim.
We'll try it anyway, Jack. They're sure to find us if we stay here. Don't stop. Keep moving. We'll try to reach that niche in the tunnel before Karang gets there. Look, what happened to your foot, Rollins? You're limping.
Yeah, my feet were tied up too long, I guess, but I'll keep up with you.
We've got to get to that hiding place before Karang gets there.
I don't know whether we'll make it or not. They sound terribly close.
They are close, Jack. Jumping, Jiminy, you can hear them coming.
There's the tunnel just ahead of us, Billy.
But we'll never get in there and back where Betty is before Karang gets here, Jack.
Here they come. Flattening out against this wall at the back of the cave.
Look at them pour out of that tunnel, Jack. And there's Yates and Karang leading them.
But where's Manuel? I can't understand what happened to him.
If Yates ever saw through his disguise, I can guess what happened to him.
I don't think that Manuel's disguise was penetrated, Rollins. If it had been, Yates would know that Jack and Billy and I were in here somewhere. In that case, they wouldn't have come so fast through the tunnel. They'd have come slowly and searched out all the hiding places.
Perhaps you're right, Captain Fairfield. Right now, Yates and Karang and their men are going to the front of the cave to join forces with the other tribesmen.
Maybe when they all leave the tunnel, we can get back in and make our escape.
I hope so. I don't want that bunch to find us in here.
Look sharp now. As soon as the last man leaves the tunnel, we'll slip in.
It's a good plan, but I'm afraid it won't work. See, four of the tribesmen have stopped. They've been told to stay there and watch that tunnel.
But if they don't know that we're in here...
Perhaps they're afraid of somebody from the outside, Jim.
But I don't understand, Uncle Jim. Why should they be afraid of anybody on the outside?
Well, I don't know, Billy. But there are two things that puzzle me. First, why didn't Mayua come in and warn us? Second, why was Karang in such a hurry?
Yeah, that's something to think about.
We've got something else to think about right now. Yates and Karang are talking to the chief in front of the cave.
Jumpin' Jiminy, they're coming over this way.
Yeah, and that means they're coming over to get me, Billy. They don't know that the rest of you are here.
I'd give a lot if we could all get back in that tunnel and hide in that niche with Betty.
Well, we can't, Jack. There are four tribesmen guarding that tunnel now.
Jumpin' crickets, they're looking around for you now, Lieutenant Rawlings.
Yes, and they've discovered that I've gone.
Look. Running back to the front of the cave. They're going to give the alarm.
Catfish, look at all those tribesmen spring into action.
Right, it's good and dark here in the back of the cave. Maybe it'll take them a long time to find us. And every moment brings the soldiers nearer and nearer.
It won't take long for Karang to find us, Jack. See that dark pile in the middle of the cave?
Yeah, I see it. What is it?
That's a pile of firewood. Every night they light up the inside of the cave with a large bonfire. You see? Two men are going to it now. They're going to light a huge fire, and when they do, they'll spot us right away.
Things are rapidly coming to a head in that hidden cave in the Zamboanga Peninsula. As soon as that bonfire is lit, Jack Armstrong and the others are certainly going to be discovered. But say, where is Melua? And why was Karang in such a hurry to get into the cave? Something important is happening outside the cave. You don't suppose, do you, that the advance guard of the soldiers has reached the creek? Oh, boy, if the soldiers are getting near, what a surprise Karang and Yates will have. I don't need to tell you that things are going to happen when you listen in tomorrow, so don't forget to be here at the same time for a bang-up episode of the Zamboanga Adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, you're not going to let the other fellows and girls get ahead of you and order a Jack Armstrong pedometer before you do. Send a Wheaties box top with one dime, 10 cents in cash, and your name and address to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We'll see that you get your pedometer right away.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Voice.
Oh.